So I don't know for sure. Well, first thing I'll say is slip and falls are a very common kind of tort case. Okay? And I can't say for sure whether plaintiffs win in slip and fall cases more often than defendants, or whether instead it is defendants. But generally, in most kinds of tort cases, defendants win more than plaintiffs. And this is because the law puts the burden of proof on the plaintiff, meaning the person who is injured. They get no compensation unless they show to a satisfactory degree of certainty that the carelessness of the defendant is what caused their injury. And when they don't show that, it's not like the court is concluding you weren't injured by the defendant's carelessness. Instead, it's the court saying you haven't shown that you were injured by the defendant's carelessness. So that concept of burden of proof is kind of like a shield for defendants. They don't have to show anything. It's the burden that's on the plaintiff to show that their carelessness caused the injury. So my strong guess would be that in most slip and fall cases, the defendant wins rather than the plaintiff. And I think that's generally the case in most kinds of tort cases.
Yeah, so like how to find conclusive evidence could be the biggest problem for plaintiffs.
So what the plaintiff has to show is, first of all, that they were injured, which is usually pretty easy. And secondly, they have to show that something that the defendant did was the cause of that injury. So falling downstairs doesn't mean you get compensation. You have to show you fell downstairs because there was something wrong with the stairs, or there wasn't adequate lighting, or there was some kind of obstacle in your way. But even if you show that, in addition, you have to show that in the circumstances, the defendant should have done something more than that they did. So, for example, in a slip and fall case, if the defendant has salted or sanded, the plaintiff would have to show that there was, in the circumstances, something additional that they should have done. So, for example, they could say that the ice was so thick or so slippy that the defendant shouldn't have relied on salting or sanding. They should have actually physically removed the ice, by getting somebody out there with shovels and pickaxes to remove the ice altogether. But to win on that basis, you'd have to show that in the circumstances, that's what the defendant was required to do, right? To show that, you'd have to say the defendant should have known that salting and sanding was not going to be enough to prevent someone from being injured.
I see.